Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961, originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. How many of you knew that one already? Good trivia question. North Fork Farm is offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or give them a call at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Bracconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bracconi's, www.bracconis.com. And mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. If you're a veteran, lunch, or not lunch, maybe when I'm rolling in the big bucks, lunch will be on me. But desserts and a drink, anything, any drink or any kind of dessert is on me if you're a veteran or an active military member. So hats off to all of you. Thank you for your service. Sullivan Steakhouse offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Clark's Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. The only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. Check them out. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special of $17.95 for an oil change. You heard that right, $17.95. So you still can get some stuff for under $20. But if you have a fancier car, it's $27.95 for synthetics. Still pretty good. Thanks, Matt Weber over at Clark's Car Care. Happy cars, happy owners. And finally, to our longtime sponsor, the Naperville Trolley and Tours, which has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, what's the good word? It's Dolly here. Here we are, another good show. Welcome to the program. Thanks for tuning in. Hello to everybody on WCKG 1530 AM, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio. You guys have been with me since the very beginning, almost 6 years ago. We're celebrating the good show. And hello to everybody on Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, 1010 News Talk. And to all of you fine folks following along on Twitter at Good Dolly Show, our Instagram and Facebook pages. Don't forget to like them if you haven't already done that. And follow us along on Instagram. We're having a good time. I put a post up yesterday. It's 30 days and counting. The countdown to the one and only, the big show in Chicago, everybody. It was 30 days yesterday. Now we're 29 days away, 20 hours, 44 minutes from the big show in Chicago. The Chicago Auto Show, which is the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're really proud to sponsor, along with many fine other fine businesses, which I'm not going to have time to name all of you, but supporting the Chicago Auto Show. The best part about it is not only just to look at all these cool vehicles that will be all over the showroom floors at McCormick Place, you know where that's at in Chicago, along Lakeshore Drive, February 9th through the 17th, and the 18th as well. But I really enjoy that the Chicago Auto Show always gives back. And the first night, it's called First Look, and I've been invited along to walk the red carpet at the Chicago Auto Show. And my girl Kelly Clark is going to be designing a dress for me. I'm really excited about this. Kelly Clark is an up-and-coming designer. So, but more importantly, I'm taking that dress with me to the First Look for Charity on Friday night, February 8th. I know you can get tickets. All of the ticket price goes back into the Chicagoland non-for-profits. There's a list of them. I think there's like 25 of them, and one of them being one of my favorite charities. I hate to say favorite because they're all my favorite, but Misericordia is on there, and many other worthy charities. So if you can get out to the First Look event, it's a little bit more than that regular $13 price of admission, but it's well worth it. There's open bar and there's food tables everywhere. You will not go home hungry. And of course, for the ladies, after walking around McCormick Place for hours looking at cars, you get free slippers at the end of the night, which a lot of women just take off their heels and wear the slippers all night long. But I just can't do that. I always forget about the slippers, and I don't look good in a gown without heels. You know, I'm just saying, that's all. But they're slippers. So I'm really excited that we're a part of the show this year. Next week, Mark Bleck will be with the auto show, will be on the show. Next week, I'm going to do a tease too. My girl, Brooke Burke, model, inspiring mother of four, is going to be on the show as well. But before I get into Brooke, I'll tell you why. Some things about the auto show. Do you know it's the 111th Chicago Auto Show? Pretty cool, pretty exciting. And Mark will be on next week to talk about what's new this year. I know that Land Rover is building a new test track to showcase its new Land Rover. And so I know there's a lot of Land Rovers lovers out there. So that's going to be really cool for you guys. BMW and Mercedes-Benz will not exhibit this year. They're testing other marketing strategies, so we hope to have them back in 2020. You know, Mercedes-Benz is my favorite car. I just think that nobody builds a better vehicle, but that's just me. I'm biased. there's going to be a lot going on, though. Lots of great people there, lots of great cars there. Nissan will be there. Tomorrow I'm going to a media lunch, so I will have more on my social media. So follow us along on that. Again, the Chicago Auto Show, 111th year in Chicago. The Dally McCarthy Show will be there, and we'll also be there for First Look for Charity. I want to encourage all of you to get tickets. It's well worth every dollar to support the charities in and around Chicagoland. February 8th is that one, First Look for Charity, and then the rest of the show is February 9th through the 17th, 10 to 10, and then February 18th with the closing day from 10 until 8 p.m. Tickets are only $13 for adults, $7 for kids, and free for children 6 and younger. Good time had by all for everybody there. All right, so let's talk about Miss Brooke Burke. You know, Retreats Unlimited is a fan of the Dally McCarthy Show, and Brooke Burke works with them on transformational experiences and wellness getaways. And Brooke Burke will be on the show next week to talk about how we can make ourselves a priority. Retreats Unlimited creates transformational wellness experiences that will help you recharge your health and connect to your soul. That does sound really awesome, doesn't it? So I'm really excited. I've been invited by Brooke to attend her body transformation retreat. Lord knows I need it, at the Don Caesar in Florida, the Pink Hotel. You guys familiar with that? So I'm giving myself the gift of time and self-care, and I'm hanging out with Brooke Burke. How fun is that? So I'll be posting some live Facebook stuff and blogging about my experience with Brooke, how she's going to give me some advice and how she's, you know, managed to look as amazing as she does. And she has that glow and that joy in her. And as a mother of four, so I'm ready to be motivated and inspired by Brooke Burke. And you can too. There's still room to attend this retreat. It is January 24th through the 27th. If you want to check out how you can, you know, come to this retreat or find a retreat just for you, there's a variety of retreats on this site. You can check out their website at myretreatsunlimited.com, or, you know what, watch me, see what happens when I go and experience this. It's going to be amazing, and so I'd love for you guys all to come along for the ride with me. All right, we have a great show for you today. First and foremost, I want to welcome on the show Dr. Susan Noonan. We're going to talk about taking control of depression. Everybody's experienced it at one time or another in their lives. And this is the time of year where everybody just getting over the holidays, you've gained some weight, maybe you've made some resolutions that you've already failed at, and this is only the second week of the new year, right? So it's very common. Depression is common, but for some it can become, well, longer than just a short-term thing. And Dr. Susan Noonan, we're really excited to have her on the show to offer us and all of you some tips, some help on how to manage depression and really live a full and healthy life. Please welcome to the show Dr. Susan Noonan. Hi, Dr. Susan. Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am here. How
Fantastic.
Are you?
Fantastic. Well, welcome. Fantastic.
Thank
I'm
you for having
well.
Me.
You're so welcome. Thank you for coming on. And you are also the author of is it a new book, Take Control of Your
yes,
Depression?
Yes, that's right. A new Strategies. Book called Take Control of Your Depression, Strategies to Help You Feel Better Now.
Well, excellent. We want to feel better now, some of us anyway, listening. I think I'm doing okay at the moment.
Yeah,
you know,
sounds like
there's always room for improvement. There's always room for improvement, right?
Let's talk about that.
Depression, simple things that people can do on their own. But besides getting your book, of course, but what can we do on our own to help manage this and survive either temporary or maybe long-term depression? We'll get into maybe both of them.
Well, you know, life is full of ups and downs and stresses for all of us, and a lot of the times we can deal with them pretty well. But there are some basic things we could do in order to maintain a balanced mental health, and those are things like keeping up with a regular pattern of sound sleep 7 days a week. There's no such thing as catching up with sleep on the weekend. Next is just eating a healthy, balanced diet, avoiding junk foods and excess alcohol and caffeine. We don't have to go on an exotic diet or anything fancy, just a balanced, healthy diet. Getting regular physical exercise, that's actually very good for your brain. And keeping a routine and structure to your day, just avoiding having empty hours of endless alone time. That's just not healthy for anybody. And then keeping up with regular social contacts with your friends and family and trying avoiding isolation. Those basic things help to decrease your vulnerability to changes in your mood and helps to preserve your emotional balance and your strength and just boost your resilience. So you recover more quickly if you do have a blue mood.
Dr. Susan, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I am.
Oh, good. It sounded like you dropped out. Oh, good, good, good. Really good points, really good points, except I was thinking about the first one. If you're going through menopause, that sleep interruption is brutal. So other
That's
than that,
true, yeah.
Sometimes you can't control.
Well, you just have
stuff.
To do the best you can. You know, just try and avoid staying up late watching TV or dealing with your cell phone or things like that. And just try and get the best sleep that you can.
Yeah, right. And some of the self-talk. Let's talk about that. How about some things that you can also do besides eating, sleeping, and exercising, and, you know, having these healthy relationships? You know, those are all key, for sure. But what about the things that we tell ourselves? Do you think that self-talk can really help us get out of a depressed state and, you know, navigate to get out of it and, you know, help us with our self-esteem and so forth?
Well, that's a really good point, because sometimes the way we look at the world and the way we talk to ourselves and to put a spin on things can affect the way we feel about things. And so we want to try and we don't have to go around like Pollyanna and just paint everything nice and rosy, but just rely on the facts of a situation and just be rely on the reality of things. We don't have to have an extreme. Either everything is rosy and or everything is glum and dreary. Just kind of a middle of the road. If you're having a particular thought and, you know, one way or the other, maybe you think you're not very well about yourself. Or maybe you say, oh, golly, nobody likes me, or I'm a loser, or I'm no good at this or that, or, you know, kind of negative thoughts like that. Just do a little reality test and kind of sit down and say, yeah, but maybe I'm pretty good at this thing or that thing, or so-and-so likes me. I have some friends. And just make a list of the pros and cons or the positives in your life, mm-hmm. and rely on that. Rely on the facts and things that you cannot dispute. Rely on your accomplishments, mm-hmm. your positive traits, your qualities that that you have.
Yeah. These are all pretty much, you know, simple things that people can do on their own to manage depression, but and that's kind of day to day, but you know, there are those out there where it's just you're doing these things and it's just not going away, and that's probably when you should probably receive some professional health care and some mental health services. Would you say, I mean, when do you know when it's time to get some real help?
Well, like I said, sometimes, you know, life is full of ups and downs for all of us. And when, however, the down times and the stressful times last for about 2 weeks or longer than that, or if they start to interfere with our life and our ability to function, either at work or at school or in our relationships, then it's time to pay attention and get some professional help. Because if you don't, it's just going to continue to kind of spiral downhill for the most part. It's hard to dig yourself out because you don't have that perspective. And a professional can help you cope with whatever it is you're dealing with, to understand yourself better, to learn healthy ways to manage stress, and adjust to and whatever life losses and stresses and life transitions that you might be going through.
Yeah, good advice. Well, Dr. Susan Noonan, we are out of time, but I really appreciate you stopping by today on the show. This is that time of year where it can be pretty common, wouldn't you say, January, where depression can kind of land on you. And so I was thinking of all of my listeners and wanted to just remind you, you're not alone. There's help, and just take some of these simple steps that Dr. Noonan, these tips that she gave us here, you know, get some sleep, balance, eat food, eat good foods. Now that the sugary cookie, Christmas cookie days are long behind us, it's time to start really getting back and
good advice.
Self-care, you know. Well, you had the great advice. So thank you, Dr. Noonan. We really appreciate your time. If you'd like to get more information about Dr. Noonan, she's a certified peer specialist in the Department of Psychiatry at McLean Hospital. She holds a Doctor of Medicine degree from Tufts University and a Master's in Public Health. I have only the best on this show, people. check her out. She's the author of Take Control of Your Depression Strategies to Help You Feel Better Now. Because we want you to feel better. Thank you so much, Dr. Noonan.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All righty. That was some good tips. Some good tips there. Now we want to turn our attention over to my buddy, Steve Judge. He is the president of the Noon Kiwanis Club in Park Ridge, Illinois, for those of you listening in China. I know there's like 1% of my listeners there. I've been looking at my numbers. Hello to everybody. Hey, if you're from China, you need to let me know how to say hello. I got to learn that. So shoot me a an email or a message on my Facebook or Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. Hey, did you all know it's been 32 years the Park Ridge Noon Kiwanis Foundation has had a spaghetti dinner? Remember those spaghetti dinners? Steve, are you there?
Hey, Dolly, hey, how's it going?
Wow,
hey, Dolly, can you hear me?
Of a yeah, I can hear you. Hi, Steve.
Okay.
Welcome to the good
hey.
Show. It's good to have you. So you are the president of the Noon Kiwanis Foundation in Park Ridge?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Somehow they got me into this role here. They're really trying to promote getting more younger people involved. I know I started a Facebook page and trying to get them more out there in social media because I think a lot of people don't even really know about some of these service clubs in the area. There's Kiwanis, Lions, and Rotary, and they're all doing really good work in the community, volunteering, helping needy families, promoting education and scholarships for some underprivileged youth. So all the clubs are doing really great things. There are two Kiwanis clubs in Park Ridge, a morning club and a noon club. And, yes, I am the president of the noon club. We're hosting our annual spaghetti dinner on Friday, February 1st. And, again, all the proceeds of something like this go toward, well, the more we can help for the year. We just recently did the holiday gift baskets for needy families, all local families in District 64. I think we were able to help 60-some families this Christmas. Again, promoting events like our spaghetti dinner in February just help us to get closer to supporting even more families this upcoming year, giving away more scholarships. So it's really a great cause.
Well, I can't think of anybody better to, you know, rally the troops and get more people, even like you said, for some of these older clubs, Kiwanis, Rotary, Lions, that have been around, that my father and his father have been members of. So now to kind of get the younger generation involved and just keep this tradition alive, keep these groups alive. These are doing amazing things. I heard that you guys raised about $10,000. Is that an annual thing, or is it something that just happened
yes,
this
you know,
year?
Dave
how
Donovan,
are you doing?
Our secretary, Dave Donovan, is probably best at the numbers, and even most of you know Police Chief Frank Kaminsky. They really, you know, they're running everything behind the scenes, but I'm trying to help out. I'm kind of new into this, have jumped in, but yes, definitely over $10,000 a year between scholarships for kids and needy family gift baskets, all things along those lines. The more of these events we're able to promote, the more we can do each year.
Well, and what a great value, by the way, everybody. If you love spaghetti and meat or marinara sauce, you can get unlimited supplies over at the Kiwanis Spaghetti Dinner. This is all happening, as Steve said, February 1st at the Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. It's over at 1300 West Crescent Avenue in good old Park Ridge, Illinois. Dinner will be served from 4:45, not a minute too soon, right, Steve? 4:45 to 7:30.
Yes. And, you know, that's part of it. That's even if, aside from it being a
what
great
a
cause, it's, yeah, a great way to feed a family for the night, really, there.
Yeah, and does it come with unlimited garlic bread? That's what I need to know.
Yes, it does. And you know what? Chris Valentine makes the garlic bread homemade right back there in the kitchen. Does a great job. Everybody's always asking for extra baskets of garlic bread, but you're free to help yourself.
What a great value to feed your family, and it's delicious too from what I hear. I have not ever experienced, I can't believe it, in 32 years that the Park Ridge Noon Kiwanis Foundation has had the spaghetti dinner. So maybe maybe y'all can join me for that, and we'll break that streak there. Coffee, dessert's going to be included, a delicious time, and you're making a difference for needy families in the community too. And I hear that Matt Coyne is going to be there. So if you've never met Matt Coyne, I think that's worth a trip to get over there and get a chance to meet the one and only Matt Coyne, right?
Yeah, I think he might just go just to have me wait on him, run me back and forth from the kitchen for more plates of spaghetti.
Matt Coyne is one of those, do we want to say movers and shakers in Park Ridge? Well, he's actually running for park board, right? Park board is a local insurance agent.
Yeah, and
we fully
endorse him there, too.
We try to stay away from politics on this show, but you know, Matt Coyne is a good guy, and he's everywhere. We see him everywhere. So, Steve, tell us some other things. How many are you aware of? How many Kiwanis groups are out there in the Chicagoland area?
You know, there's a Des Plaines group, and there are several groups. Sadly, in the last year or two, several of the groups have folded. So that is where we're trying to get more of a young following. We've found there's more of a tendency for younger people to want to volunteer, you know, at one-time things, you know, go help out at the soup kitchen on a given week or something, rather than be part of a club or one of these service clubs. So that's why we're really trying to bring back the idea of a service club. It's a great thing to get involved in, whether you get involved with Kiwanis or Lions or Rotary. They're all great organizations helping some of the same causes here, raising money for all these causes. So, again, just another great way to get involved in your community, really.
Well, absolutely. And do you guys meet monthly, weekly? How does that work? And what goes on at these meetings? I know you're doing a lot of fundraising, but at the meetings themselves, what can people experience? And is it female, male?
It's a mix of both, and the Noon Club meets on the second and third Tuesday of every month at noon, obviously, at the summit of Park Ridge. So we have lunch. There's a lunch and always a guest speaker, usually learning about some new things in the community. We've had the community development people speak. Some of these different organizations. Our good friend Michelle from Compass to Care spoke at one of them, telling us about her charity, her organization. So it's a great way to learn about the community and what's going on, how you can help out as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, hey, Steve. Steve Judge, we've been talking to Steve Judge, who is also from the law offices of Judge James Hoban and Fisher right here in Park Ridge, Illinois. And Steve, we really appreciate and thank you for your service to the Park Ridge Noon Kiwanis Foundation. By the way, how much are those dinner tickets? We didn't mention that, did we?
So if
you're an adult. Go ahead.
I thought you were asking me. It is $12.50 for adults, $6 for children from 6 to 12, and any children under 6 are free. The motto of Kiwanis, too, is serving the children of the world.
Oh, fantastic. I love it. I love it. Okay, again, let's give them the details. The spaghetti dinner, all you can eat, 32nd annual. Can you believe that? Be a part of the tradition. It's Friday, February 1st at the Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. Steve, where can people get tickets? Can they buy them at the door? Or could they buy them ahead of time?
Yes, they can buy them at the door, or if you want to go on to our Facebook page, Kiwanis Club of Park Ridge, you can message us through that. I'm happy to either mail them or drop them off if you're in the area. Otherwise, they can still buy them at the door. There are also raffle tickets available, $5 each or 3 for $10. And there are still some ad opportunities for placement ads. They're $50 a piece or 4 ads for $110. Again, if you want more information on that, the easiest way to get through to somebody is on our Facebook page, Kiwanis Club of Park Ridge.
Absolutely. And while you're there, like the Facebook page. Hey, Steve Judge, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Dolly. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And for all the good things that you're doing in the community, keep up the good work, my friend, Steve Judge. Everybody, thanks for tuning into The Good Show. And like I have to end the show, but as I mentioned every week on the show, we got to take care of each other, just like the Kiwanis are doing, just like the Noon Kiwanis are doing in Park Ridge. Be good to each other, take care of each other. And don't forget to like The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us along on Twitter and on Instagram. All right, we'll see you all next week with Brooke Burke, actress Brooke Burke, Brooke Burke. How can I get that out of my mouth? And with Mark Bilek with the Chicago Auto Show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. So long now.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly.